Good to be back at Mountain View with the Coosawatte Association. I've enjoyed being here so far. Appreciate the message, Brother Roger.
Amen.
I'm thankful, too, for the guardrails God's put in place. They usually hold. Appreciate the break. I needed it. I woke up a little bit of sinus trouble the last few days. And I don't know what it is. Seems like the last few years I've been preaching. Every time I stand, I feel like it's just a mountain to climb in front of me. I mean, I really feel that way sometimes. And thankfully, though, Brother Randy, it seems like the Lord always gave me the strength to climb. And you all give me strength to climb, helping me and praying for me. Well, I hate to read too many places, but if I read all the verses that's on my heart to read this morning, we'd be here a while. And I've tried my very best to get it down to what I feel like would be sufficient. So I got three different places that I'd like to read in your hearing this morning. First of all, we'll be in Genesis chapter 3, John 14, and Colossians 2. Genesis chapter 3, the Gospel of John chapter 14, and Colossians chapter 2. This subject that's on my heart and mind has been on my heart and mind for months now, really. I was helping Brother Dwight in revival here a few weeks ago, and I almost got on this one night. I've come close to it a few times at Stoner's, but it seems like this morning this is what's on our heart, so you pray. Genesis chapter 3, again, that's Genesis 3, John 14, Colossians 2. We'll start in Genesis chapter 3. This is all very familiar scripture. I'd like for you to pray for us. Now, let me say this before I read. What I'm going to talk about this morning, if the Lord lets me talk on it, it's things that I've heard men in this association preach on all my life. I really credit y'all and thank y'all, men, for preaching some of this stuff out. That's helped me. And I'll explain that a little bit further in a minute. I remember when I was a kid, I asked my daddy one time, I couldn't have been more than 10 years old, and I said, "Daddy, where's the Garden of Eden at? Have you ever found it?" He said, "Well, son, nobody really knows where it's at." He said, "There's some things in the Bible, the rivers and all, that give some kind of directions where it's at." I thought for several years, I wish we could find the garden and the tree of life and all that stuff. I got a little bit older and I began to realize what them things really are. You ain't ever going to find it in this world. I can tell you that right now. Genesis chapter 3. Just going to read three verses. Verse 22. "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. John chapter 14. Verse number 6.
Bless you, brother.
Well, let me drop back to 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Then in Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter 2, verse number 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Now listen to these next few verses. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him. Let me read that again. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, that's all I feel that I'll read, but I think I'll read you one more verse from Proverbs chapter 12. You don't have to turn there, but it's a familiar verse. It says in the third verse of the 12th chapter of Proverbs, a man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. You pray for me this morning for a little while. My heart and my mind is set this morning on the tree of life. And I want to talk, if God will be my helper today, about the tree of life. Every religion, myth, and tradition throughout time has had some kind of sacred tree or some kind of mystical tree that people gathered around, congregated near, some even worship. And the Holy Bible is no exception, except for the fact that all through the Scripture we begin to see that the tree of life, who he is, and thank God what it really means to have a tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe with all my heart this morning, Brother Chris, that it's meaningful to us today, my friend. Yep. And we need to know and understand that in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 14, Jesus said, addressing Thomas, when Thomas said, we don't know the way, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. That's a wonderful, wonderful, powerful verse. It is a wonderful verse because Jesus is showing his disciples, and he is telling you and I today that
He himself is, was, and always will be the tree of life.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Genesis 3, the cherubim was placed and the flaming sword to keep the way of the tree of life. But Jesus said, glory to God, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. And Paul the apostle wrote to the Colossian church and said, if you'll get in Christ, you can be rooted, and you can be established, and you can be built up. And I can't help but think that he might have been thinking about some things from the old psalmist David, who wrote in the first psalm that the righteous man would be like a tree. Amen. That was planted by the rivers of waters, whose leaf fadeth not, but it bringeth forth its fruit in all times. And all seasons, thank God. So, my friends, this morning from Genesis to Revelation, what we have is the story about how God was going to bring man back to the tree of life. Amen. Thank God. That's what the whole book, the Bible, begins with, a tree of life, and it ends with a tree of life. If you don't believe that, you go and read the 22nd chapter of the book of Revelation. Amen. Where John the Revelator saw a pure river, crystal, clear as water. And thank God, in the midst of the street and on either side of it, he said there was the tree of life. Amen. And brother, it was a long journey, Randy, to get man back. Amen. And you know, in Genesis chapter 3, I pray I can't open up the cross this morning, but I feel good. In Genesis chapter 3, the reason the cherubim was placed there was so bad for just a minute. Man was driven from the garden, was he not? He was cast out of the garden. And from all through the rest of the book of Genesis, it's a downward spiral. And they just went down. They went began to build a tower to reach the heaven. So great about it.
limited access, once a year. But listen to me. Man was driven out of the garden. They built a tower to reach to heaven. That, my friend, but God confounded their language and scattered them out. But God still had a desire to bring man back. And began to journey to the land of Canaan. Amen. And so now we have God at bringing man back into the garden in a type and in a shadow. And the brother Steve, he brought Sarah too. The new Adam and Eve. To bring forth a nation. Yeah. But listen, they first got over there to Canaan. And Brother Bruce, the first place that old Abraham went, well, was a tree called Morah. Yeah. In the plains of Mamre. Abraham lived in the trees. You see this? Message, don't you? All down through the Bible, God was wanting to bring man back to the garden, back to fellowship, back to the tree of life. That old Abraham got over there to Morah, and he pitched his tent in the plains of man. He always was in the plains of man. Amen. Let me tell you something. When you get in God's garden, and you get next to the tree of life, my friend this morning, ain't you? Amen. Hey, I'm glad he comes see me every once in a while. And brother, I'm glad we live together. We walk together. We talk together. Just like Adam and God did in the garden.
in the cool of the day.
Abraham sat under the oaks of Mamre in the heat of the day. In the heat of the day. Amen. He looked up and saw three men. He rose up quick and told his wife to prepare some food. And he took a basin, didn't he? And he began to wash them men's feet. And he told him, he said, you sit down here and rest under the tree.
Preacher, we ain't ate the tree of life yet. If you ain't ate the tree of life,
I'll go a little further. If you haven't become a tree of life,
amen.
You ain't
died. Amen. No part.
We had to do more than just eat.
Amen.
We had to become it.
Amen.
And what did God, the angel of the Lord, tell John the Revelator? He said, take this little book.
He said, wisdom is a tree of life. Amen. It's a tree of life to those who find it. David said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, whose leaf fadeth not. Jesus said, make the tree good. Amen. And the fruit will be good. Amen. And now let me say this. You say, preacher, are you just trying to fill us in on Bible stuff? No, I got a message for you this morning. I got a message for you. And what's the purpose of us becoming a tree of life? And what's the purpose of it? We had to become a good tree. Amen. I'm thankful that Jesus made something good out of this whole tree.
Ain't that what God told Abraham when he got him into Mamre? He said, I'm going to bless you.
Revelation 22 is out there in the future.
Is it really? Well, when we all get to heaven, half the nations of the world are going to be healed in my room.
But I'm going to tell you something. There's been some times ever since Jesus Christ left this old world. Thank God when the church has let her little light shine and she's made a difference and she's made an impact on the world we live in.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something today, and I think this too is common knowledge. If everybody in this world lived a Christian life and lived by the teachings of that book and the teachings of our Lord, there wouldn't be no wars. There wouldn't be no strife. There wouldn't be any division. Preacher, it's never going to happen. It may not. But thank God wherever I go, thank God I want to bring healing. And I want to show the way back to God again.
Amen.
He said, Abraham, I want you to heal the nations. I want you to heal the nations. There's another verse in Proverbs. I may not remember exactly. I think it's in the 15th chapter of Proverbs. It said, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Amen. You see what it's trying to tell us all down through the book? How we don't just eat of it. You say, preacher, why couldn't they just eat of it back then? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because man had to have a little schooling. He had to have some education. Yeah, you can't be educated until you first realize what you're doing wrong. And you get willing to listen to the teacher and you receive instruction. You have to understand. I had a math teacher back in elementary school. She was hard. And I'll tell you why she was hard. You couldn't just cheat. And you couldn't just write down the answer. You had to show your work. And governors. Amen. But thank God we're not under a schoolmaster anymore.
Amen.
And we ain't under a tutor. And we in the church. Maybe not you individually, but Paul is talking about the church.
Amen.
It's the fully mature man.
Amen.
The new Adam.
Amen.
You know what the Bible said? It said in Corinthians that the first man, of Ephesians say the new man was? I believe he said it was the church, didn't he? Well, preacher, I don't know what the old man was. I can tell you what it was. You remember when Moses died?
represented the law, didn't it?
Yeah.
Old Moses died, they took his body, and they God buried him.
Yeah.
Man didn't bury him. God put him away.
Yeah.
I tell you, Jesus came to the Jews. They wouldn't have put away the law for nothing. They wouldn't have put Judaism away for nothing in this world. And it was all Jesus could do to get them to follow him.
But you know what? I tell you about a man named Paul who said, I die daily.
Somebody said, well, I don't understand what Paul meant by that. Well, I'm going to tell you. Paul was a Jew. He was from the law, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I was a Benjamin. Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Yeah.
Hebrew speaking Hebrew.
Yeah.
He said, if anyone's got a right to boast in the law, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, but all the things that I counted as life, he said, I count it now but law.
Yeah.
I'll have to die to Judaism.
Yeah.
He had to die to the old covenant system.
Yeah.
He had to die to the law.
Yeah.
He had to die to the washings and the ordinances.
Yeah.
Need to be. The sack will never
the wood of them old cedars, build something with them like they did the temple, Solomon's temple, and the termites cannot damage it.
Yeah, man.
Talking about them
guardrails.
And they ain't no need for them termites to come up.
Jesus said, you search the scriptures, and these are they that testify of me. Yeah. And my friend, he said also that the man that you worship, Moses, I'm still talking about the body of Moses. He said, Moses spake concerning me. Amen. It's in there. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe Exodus. But anyway, Jesus said, Moses said rather, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet.
Amen.
Preacher, did we ever get rid of that dead body? Yes, sir. Because thank God the church is the new man.
Amen.
And the old body's been done away with. And we got a new body now. Amen. Read the book of Ephesians if you don't believe me. Thank God he said the new man is the church.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
So that we might have a tree, eat of the fruit of it. Amen. Ain't you glad we can enjoy the fruits of our labors today? 142nd year of the Coosa Tia Baptist Association. Their labor was not in vain in the Lord. We're eating off of it today. Eating of their fruit. And thank God we can bring forth fruit for the future generations to come. They can eat of the tree too. And they don't have to be no little green worms or no diseases or no moths moth or rust or mildew or anything. We can be an evergreen. We can be an evergreen. Listen to me. Old Solomon. I forgot Solomon, but I'm going to talk about Solomon and I'm going to close. And I know I pissed him on that.
Bless him.
That's not happening. Old Solomon. He's right in that story. He is right in that same story. Long journey to get man back to the church. But Solomon was a part of it. He was just a young man, young boy. And he wanted God come to him in a dream and said, ask of me, whatever you want, I give it to you. And he said, I want a wise and understanding heart. So I may know how to go in and go out and to judge this not so great people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what he done? God said, I'm going to give you not only what you asked for, but I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for.
Amen. Amen.
And he got tested, didn't he?
Yeah.
When the two men came, the sons.
Yeah.
And they stood the women before Solomon so that he could judge.
Yeah.
But you know what they found out about Solomon? He could discern good and bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He ever come a tree.
Yeah.
He can discern from good and evil. Just like Jesus. Abraham learned how to discern good from evil.
Amen.
Solomon learned how to discern good from evil. They knew how to discern good from evil. They had wisdom. But after all of that labor, I still couldn't get back to the Lord.
Amen.
So finally, in the fullness of the times, when the time was absolutely right, God sent forth His Son into the world, born of a woman, made under the law.
Amen.
Had roots in the earth. Thank God they found out real quick he had a connection with the Father.
Amen.
This is no ordinary tree.
Amen.
This was the tree.
Amen.
The way, the truth, and the life. I believe with all my heart, they knew the Bible, y'all.
Sure.
They knew the Old Testament, what we call the Old Testament. They knew the Hebrew Scripture.
Yes, sir.
When Jesus said things, they picked up on what he was alluding to. They knew that he was likening himself to the tree of life. They knew that. We get in the Old Testament a little bit every once in a while. We figure some of the things out too. First, I don't follow the Old Testament. Well, the Old Testament is the New Testament. But it said, might you say? The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed.
Amen.
He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. If you want to get back to the Father, you've got to come through me. Mm-hmm. You know, let me say this. You know where the serpent was hanging out? In the tree.
Yeah.
He was in the tree too.
Yeah. Bless you, Steve.
People argue all the time, is that literal? Don't matter to me. It don't matter to me. What matters to me is that the teaching, what it was teaching, what it was showing is true.
Yeah.
Life always meets at the line between good and evil. That's where life is. If you had a life with no troubles, no rain, no tears, no heartaches, no pain, that would not be life.
Amen.
I don't know how to say it in plain
language. Amen.
And I'll say this. If you had a life with no good, that wouldn't be life either.
Amen.
How do you appreciate a beautiful day like we had yesterday? Unless you had experienced a hurricane last week.
Bless you,
I told the man I trained this week, going down the road, I said, boy, this is the prettiest day I've seen in quite a few days. He said, hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Now I know what it is to feel like.
Amen.
I've had them both.
Yeah.
And it runs out of just in the end. Don't you doubt it,
man. Child of a good deal.
But you know what? That's life.
Sure. Amen.
That's life.
For sure.
That's living. Do you really not want to have hope? Do you really? Well, sure, preacher, I'd love to have it. I'd love to have smooth sailing the rest of my life. Really? Let me tell you something about man. And woman too. This woman taken from the man. Let me tell you something about mankind. If he had got nothing going on, he would get so bored that he'd run his car off the cliff.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
You put a man in a cell, lock him up, turn off the lights, and leave him there. He'll find something to do.
Amen.
Or he'll go nuts.
Amen.
We need it all.
Yep.
I'm glad Jesus came and hung on the tree.
Yep.
You say, preacher, why do we need the good and the bad? Because one's got to prevail.
That's right.
Amen.
One of them, either the good or the evil, is going to prevail. But I got assurances for you. The good will always prevail.
Amen.
It will always prevail. And thank God, I'm glad it's that song you sang, Brother Earl. Victory was won at Calvary.
Amen.
Victory was won at Calvary. Man lost in that garden. Back in Genesis 3, he lost. But I'm glad God came on the scene and clothed them. And praise God.
Yeah.
He didn't give up on man, did he?
No, sir.
No.
Sir.
He called a man named Noah who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He called a man named Abraham and said, come on back to the garden, Abraham.
Amen.
And you're going to have a son, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to get you back.
Days when my time is done, he'll say, come on home, son. Your work is done.
Amen.
And I'll go home to be with him, and I'll live on forever and ever and ever. And thank God, I hope something I said and something I've done, little as it is, might help somebody. God help them to travel on down the road a little further. Thank God. I want what I do in this life to live on and help somebody else. As they go down life's journey. May the Lord bless you today's my prayer. I appreciate your prayers and your attention. I hope I didn't weary you, but I give you what the Lord